Thank you very much for giving a listen. Thank you for your support of my new CD, A Complicated Cake. I wanted to give something back, share a few stories with you. I hope you find them interesting. I have three possessions in my life. Three that I would rush into a burning building to try to save. All guitars, by the way. One of them is this 12 string I'm playing right now. It's a Gibson, built in 1965. B4512 is the model number. I use this guitar certain spots of the album, especially Porch Lights Off, Cats Are In. 12 string is played just like a 6 string. It's fingered like a 6 string. But instead of depressing one string, you depress two strings, and those two strings are an octave apart. So it's the same chords. It just, each string is really two strings. In fact, in some ways it's easier because those two strings feel more like a flat string and then a single string. I first heard 12 string when I heard the Byrds, that Hey Mr. Tambourine Man. Tom Petty used an electric 12 string a lot. Leo Kottke is probably the most world-renowned acoustic 12-string player. Wake Up Maggie, I think I got something to say to you, by Rod Stewart, that's 12-string. Jim Croce's accompanist played 12-string. Gordon Lightfoot. This is Sunburst. Top with a tailpiece. It's a big old honking guitar, but for as big as it is, it's not really that resonant. Maybe it's because of the tailpiece that keeps the sound from going deep into the guitar. It's hard to tune. You know, you got 12 strings instead of 6. The weather changes, it rains. Well, you're tuning all day. I learned on a little Sears Silvertone guitar, and it was really a bad guitar. This was the first guitar I ever owned, ever bought. And I was in a rock and roll band when I bought it. Now, why I would pick an acoustic 12 string with no pickup to be in a rock and roll band, I don't know. I really can't remember what attracted me to this guitar. We used to practice up at Dan Abernethy's house there in Bothell, Washington. He is a superb guitar player. All of our band practices either started or ended at Joe's Music, J-O-O-S, in Linwood, Washington. In the back room of Joe's Music was a candy store of the most fantastic guitars in the whole world. You had to prove to Mr. Joe that you were worthy to enter the back room. So, you never had a belt buckle showing. You didn't want to scratch the guitars. You took off your Levi jacket with the buttons, left that in the car, and you came in looking clean and safe. Did that, you pretty well had your run back there in the back room. I'd been working all summer for my dad at the Chevy place there in Bothell, saving up my money. One Saturday I went in and I said, "Dad, will you come to the music store with me?" Him taking off a Saturday afternoon was something. He works 6 days a week, and I much appreciated that he took the time to come with me. And he was a good businessman. I figured, well, you know, I only got so much money. We arrive at Joe's music about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, walking together. I walk past the counter where Mr. Joe is, sit down, and thank goodness the guitar is still there, start strumming quietly, observing and listening to my father and Mr. Joe. He introduces himself, "Hello, I'm Mr. Snyder." "Mr. Joe?" "Yeah, my son's kind of interested in that guitar there." "What kind of price you got on that?" Mr. Joe says, $350. And my dad was a little bit quiet. Then Mr. Joe says, "But it was 6% sales tax then. $350 and won't charge you tax." So my dad was quiet. And my dad said, "I'll give you $300 for that guitar." Interesting. I had $300 in my pocket, and that's all. "Oh no, Mr. Snyder, can't do that." My dad was quiet. "Tell you what I'll do, Mr. Snyder. I'll sell it to you for $300 with sales tax, $318. You can have that guitar." My dad says, "Is that your best offer?" "Yes, I can't let it go for any less than that." I'm strumming away, listening. My life hinges on this conversation. My heart sank. "Well, Mr. Joe, thank you very much. Clark, we got to be getting going now." Oh my goodness. Time stood still. Oh, something is very, very wrong here. But I slowly set the guitar back on its stand, walked to my dad. We walked towards the door. My dad puts his hand on the doorknob to leave the store. And the most beautiful words I have ever heard in my life are, "Mr. Snyder, what if we split that sales tax? $309. My dad turns around, walks to the counter, and he says, "You got a deal. Clark, get the money out. I'll loan you $9. You know, part of my dad's in this guitar. And it was just such a wonderful memory for me that I always cherish it. And I think of him when I play it. This big old 12-string, my rock and roll guitar. Thanks for listening. And thank you very much for your support.